was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls the string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night falls in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome to Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Radio broadcast on RBN Network. I do hope that you are having a blessed day, and I want to thank you for joining us today. My question for today, and I have some phenomenal individuals that are coming up that will be on the show in just a little bit, but my question for the day is, the FBI protecting whom? Yeah, a lot of the things that the FBI claims is the reason that they do the attacks upon individuals. And when I mean attacks, I don't mean a physical attack. I mean referencing going against individuals like they have with Tom over something that not only is there is no victim, but over an individual. And that, because of our conversation yesterday and the exposing of what is going on, I kind of wanted to dig into that a little bit. The mission and priorities of the FBI, this is what it says on their website. The FBI today is considered one of the world's most premier security and crime fighting forces. Reporting to both the Attorney General and Director of National Intelligence, the Bureau has dual responsibilities as a law enforcement and intelligence agency. Now, in order to figure out what their vision and mission is, I'm going to read that directly from their site. Their vision, ahead of the threat through leadership, agility, and integration. Their mission is to protect the American people and uphold the Constitution of the United States. Their priorities, protect the United States of America from terrorist attack. Protect the United States against foreign intelligence operations and espionage. Protect the United States against cyber-based attacks and high-technology crimes. Combat public corruption at all levels. Protect civil rights. Combat transnational, national criminal organizations and enterprises. Combat major white-collar crime and combat significant violent crime. Now, in that list, not one of it has anything to do with individuals who may or may not be violating a statutory code. And that, to me, is a little bit amazing. But I felt like I really needed to pull some information out, complete out of congressional testimony, because, you know, they say they're protecting the people. They want an illusion that they are protecting the people by going after individuals. What about the conspiracies? And I'm not talking about conspiracy theories. I'm talking about conspiracies where two or more people are working together in order for corruption to flourish within our union. I want to know why that they are trying to make it as if or seem as if that they are good guys. Now, I am not bashing FBI agents or individuals in that manner. But my question is this. If you have good FBI agents in there, when they refuse to take a stand for your constitutional rights, knowing that what they are doing is a violation of your unalienable rights confirmed in the Constitution and confirmed in the Bill of Limitations. Bill of Limitations, by the way, in case you don't know, is actually the Bill of Rights, or what they call the Bill of Rights. But the Bill of Limitations is what it really is, because it limits the federal government from being able to touch those areas. It does not limit the people. And even when they try to use the Supremacy Clause, in the Supremacy Clause, it has to be in pursuance thereof. It's not just a blanket check. So thus, they are being used, and I want to know why. If they are so good, and I know these some of these FBI agents have to have children. They have to. When you stand and do nothing and say nothing against the real criminals, I want you to look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself this. How do you justify going after an individual? In the U.S. Constitution, or the federal constitution, if you will, the federal constitution is an agreement between the states and the federal government. It is not an agreement between the people and the federal government. However, individuals who swear an oath to that federal constitution are bound thereby. And when you are bound thereby and you intentionally violate that, then you have not only violated your oath, you're warring against the Constitution itself. So I want to start with a couple of clips. And those clips I just want to reiterate, because this is my message to the FBI agents who are really truly see yourself as good. If you're truly good, then start doing your job and start making arrests, because it is all up in our government. And that, according to your mission and priorities, is exactly what you're supposed to be doing. Yet instead, you're being used as handlers to go after individuals that report on truth, that speak truth, and even individuals that aren't even doing that. Individuals that are standing for the Constitution that you swore an oath to uphold. You are our employees and you are not our masters. You have a paycheck because of we the people. And yet nobody, whether it be in the ATF, the EPA, the DEA, the CIA, the White House, the Department of Justice, and the list goes on, and nobody gets arrested. Nobody gets charged. And after these clips, I'm going to quote some codes, the codes that you claim that you enforce. And how can you expect any of we the people to respect you and hold you as somebody who is honorable when you yourself do not fight in honor to put those that are corrupt, evil individuals with indictments and charges and put them behind bars exactly where they belong? So if you would, Mike, please play LV3.
Here on this panel, better sponsor a bill to get rid of perverts interacting with the public, because this is not acceptable. I can't imagine somebody comes with the authority of the EPA badge, and then they've got sirens or lights on their car, and they're a registered sex offender? I mean, can you see the disconnect? Why people would be outraged if they showed up at your place of business or work, or some mom with their young child, and suddenly you encounter this person? And how do you stand for that?
And Mr. Chairman, again, certified badge law enforcement officials have special responsibilities, even more so than ordinary EPA employees.
I can't believe you lost that case, but part of me thinks we're going to have to work here. Let's get the Merit Systems Protection Board up here and start explaining themselves how in the world they think this is in the best interest of the United States of America. Back to that most recent case with the child molester. You said, conclude that part about the Merit Systems Protection Board. I mean, based on the brief evidence that you shared with us, the scenario of the case, what were the other considerations that he got in order to resign from the EPA?
He received a cash settlement of $55,000, I believe. I'll have to check my notes.
The American people paid him $55,000 to walk away?
Yes. But you know, the IG is not part of those negotiations.
I'm not blaming you. You're the ones that actually highlighted this. Mr. Myberg, I mean, it's hard to hold you personally responsible for that, but we had to pay $55,000 to this person?
Mr. Chairman, in this particular case, which I'm generally aware of, the case as Mr. Sullivan noted, was one where we had proposed removal and, in fact, took removal action and were reversed by the Merit System Protection Board.
How do you lose that case?
It's a complicated case, and I'm not going to try to go into all the details, but the Merit System Protection Board found that the basis for the removal was not sustained, and so they reversed it.
So it's just pretty stunning, isn't it? I mean, What needs to change? You both are close to this situation. What needs to change? How do we need to change the Merit Systems Protection Board? Because what's not happening is we're not protecting the American people and the taxpayers, and we're not protecting the employees that have to sit by this freak of a pervert. We're not protecting them. So how do we protect the employees of the EPA and the American taxpayers? What do we need to do with the Merit Systems Protection Board to get them to make the changes?
And Congressman, I would simply note a couple of things. One is that we share your desire to protect our own employees from any adverse actions by other employees. So that's a clear area with this agreement.
And how is it that this person can operate in this atmosphere for so long? I mean, in the case of Dallas, how is it, Mr. Sullivan, you've looked at this case closely, how is it that this goes undetected for so long? It wasn't in our system or...
Well, it didn't go undetected. It was not reported to the IG. In 1999, our investigation revealed that the management in Region 6 in Dallas, EPA management, found out about his conviction. And at that time, he was stopped again by the police for using lights and sirens. I don't know about the sirens, but I know about the emergency lights. And that was brought to the attention of EPA management. He was counseled and told not to do that again. But it was never brought to the attention of the IG in 1999.
And what was his position back in 1999? What was he doing?
He was an enforcement officer doing civil inspections for the EPA.
So his job would be to do what?
To go out to a site and look, to examine and determine if there was any environmental violations.
So we're putting it out there, interacting with the public. Mr. Myberg, how does this happen? I mean, if you know that this person has to register as a sex offender, has this type, why do you put them in a position to have to interact with the public?
Mr. Chairman, I don't believe there's any particular rule that says that if an employee is convicted of a crime in general, that they have to then report that to the agency.
Should that be the case? Should they have to report ongoing?
Mr. Chairman, I think that's an important issue, and we're happy to work with you and with the Office of Personnel.
I'm just asking your personal opinion. Do you believe that if you're convicted of a felony?
Mr. Chairman, again, I am here in my official capacity. I would rather stay with my official answer.
As somebody who's convicted as a sex offender, is there an internal policy to prohibit those types of perverts from interacting with the public in person?
Mr. Chairman, we've asked that question, and we do not believe that we have the authority to institute a policy to that effect. And we are not different from other agencies in that regard. But it's an important issue, and we agree with you on that.
My time's expired.
Okay, so on that note, sex offenders are being hired by the EPA and used as enforcement officers. Now, I don't know, because it was not mentioned, if this quote-unquote enforcement officer had a weapon. But we do know that the EPA, in quite a few years, has been armed. So was this quote-unquote officer, who's a felon, registered sex offender, as admitted in Congress, was he armed? If so, are they going to go after him? Why would they even put this gun in his hands and sending him to people's homes? So let's hear a little bit more. Please play LV1.
So I'm going to start kind of simply with respect to the IRS investigation / target investigations. Were there at some point subpoenas in place?
There were.
Okay. Were there requests to preserve evidence in place?
Yes.
Were there ongoing congressional investigations?
There were, sir.
Were there ongoing IG investigations?
Definitely.
And purportedly, there was an ongoing DOJ investigation, although we've seen scant evidence of that. At least that's the allegation, right?
Yes, and I'll ask Mr. Camus to further respond to that.
That's correct, sir. There is an ongoing DOJ investigation.
Okay, so you have subpoenas in place. You have requests to preserve evidence in place. You have ongoing congressional investigations. You have ongoing IG investigations. And you may very well have an ongoing DOJ investigation, all of which leads me to ask, what does it mean, do not destroy / wipe / reuse any of the existing backup tapes for email? What does that mean?
That means do not destroy, rewipe, or do anything to that material as it could be evidence or of import.
Oh, so it means exactly what it says?
Yes, sir.
There's no hidden meaning?
No, sir.
Even I can understand that sentence. Don't do it, right? I mean, you can use fancy words like De Gaulle's if you want to, but don't destroy, wipe, reuse any of the existing backup tapes. Now, was that done?
Yes, sir.
Was it done after any of the following were in place? Subpoenas, requests to preserve, ongoing congressional investigations, ongoing IG investigations, or purported DOJ investigation?
Yes, sir. It was done on or about March 4th, 2014, well after the commencement of all those activities.
Wow. Now, I want to ask you about an individual in a minute, but I want to ask you this. Sometimes things can be done accidentally. Let's go ahead and rule that out. Are we talking about just kind of a misstroke on a keyboard? Is that what causes these things to disappear and be wiped? You're typing a word and hit the wrong key? Does that do it?
No, the destruction that we're talking about required the employees involved to actually pick up tapes and place them into a machine, turn the machine on to magnetically destroy and obliterated the data.
Well, it sounds like it'd be hard to accidentally do that.
That's correct.
All right, so we can rule out accident. That leaves negligence or intentional, willful, wanton. Do you know whether it was just sheer negligence, incompetence, or was it a higher level of scienter or mens rea?
Our investigation has shown that the two employees who physically put those tapes into that machine are lower graded employees at the Martinsburg, West Virginia Computing Center.
Okay, so I want to read this for the FBI agents who are listening to this show. 18 U.S. Code 15. 15- 19, destruction, alteration, or falsification of records in federal investigations and bankruptcy. Whoever knowingly alters, destroys, mutilates, conceals, covers up, falsifies, or makes a false entry in any record, document, or tangible object with the intent to impede, instruct, or influence the investigation or proper administration of any matter within the jurisdiction of any department or agency of the United States, or any case filed under Title 11, or in relation to or contemplation of any such matter or case, shall be fined under this title in prison not more than 20 years or both. Kindly get to that. Let us please go to and play LV2.
If an agent stateside were soliciting a prostitute that was provided by a drug conspiracy he was investigating, what would punishment would you recommend?
I can't recommend a punishment. I would just hope that would be thoroughly investigated. And
So you're telling me nobody cares what the administrator of the DEA thinks should happen to an agent? You're powerless to express your opinion. You have no First Amendment right when it comes to who works for your agency.
I have expressed my opinion in
what
a
was
number
your
of
opinion?
Ways.
What did you express? What did you think the
last
proper
year,
sanction was?
Last year, I sent email and I sent a memo to every employee in DEA and put them on notice that this kind of conduct
My question must have been ambiguous, because I wasn't talking about future conduct. I was talking about past conduct. What punishment did you recommend for conduct that happened in the past?
Under the civil service law, I cannot recommend a penalty. I can't intervene in the disciplinary process. I can't even make a recommendation.
What does it take to get
officials.
What would it hypothetically what would it take to get fired as a DEA agent? Because the agents I used to work with were worried about using their car to go pick up dry cleaning. They were actually worried about using their OGV to pick up dry cleaning. They were worried about being disciplined. So apparently that world has changed. Do you know whether any of the prostitutes were underage?
I don't know that.
Would that impact whatever recommendation you might have in terms of a sanction?
I don't recommend the sanction. I can't fire. I can't recommend a penalty. There's a guide that the deciding officials abide by, and they have a penalty guide that they look at. And the penalty guide for this kind of activity is anything from reprimand to removal.
How about security clearance? Do you have any impact over that, whether or not an agent has a security clearance?
No, there's adjudicative guidelines, and that has to be adjudicated
honestly,
by the security people.
What power do you have? You have to work with agents over whom you can't discipline and have no control, and you have no control over the security clearance. What the hell do you get to do?
What I can do is build on and improve mechanisms to make sure that the outcome is what we believe the outcome should be. And that is what happened in Cartagena. That is what's going to happen moving forward.
Inspector General Horowitz, I find that stunning. Let me ask you this. Did the agents know that the cartels were providing the prostitutes?
What we found, Congressman, from looking in the file, was that they should have known, given they're trained law enforcement agents, and they were dealing with corrupt law enforcement, local law enforcement, that was providing them with the prostitutes as well as the various gifts.
Were they supposed to be investigating these cartels?
They were.
So they are receiving prostitutes from cartels that they are supposed to be investigating. And she can't fire those agents.
Okay, so we have DEA that we've covered, IRS scandal that we've covered, EPA that we've covered. By all means, we have plenty for you to do, FBI, other than attacking individual citizens. With that, I would ask that you would please play LV5.
But the fall of Ramadi has galvanized the Iraqi government. So with the additional steps I ordered last month, we're speeding up training of ISIL forces, including volunteers from Sunni tribes in Anbar province. Was moving too slowly, but the fall of Ramadi has galvanized the Iraqi government. So with the additional steps I ordered last month, we're speeding up training of ISIL forces, including volunteers from Sunni tribes in Anbar province.
So, President Obama admits to training ISIL terrorists. 18 U.S. Code 2381, treason. Whoever owing allegiance to the United States levies war against them or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death, or shall be in prison not less than 5 years and fined under this title but not less than $10,000, and shall be incapable of holding any office under the United States. Let's see what Rand Paul has to say about this. Please play LV6.
If there is a theme that connects the dots in the Middle East, it is that chaos breeds terrorism. What much of the foreign policy elite fail to grasp, though, is that intervention to topple secular dictators has been the prime source of the chaos. Intervention when both choices are bad is a mistake. Intervention when both sides are evil is a mistake. Intervention that destabilizes the Middle East is a mistake. So yes, we must now defend ourselves from these barbarous jihadists. But let's not compound the problem by arming feckless rebels in Syria who seem to be merely a pit stop for weapons that are really on their way to ISIS. Intervention is not always the answer and often leads to unintended consequences. But some will argue, no, it's not intervention that led to this chaos. We didn't have enough intervention. They say if we had only given the rebels more arms, ISIS wouldn't be as strong now. The only problem is the facts argue otherwise. They say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. We gave 600 tons of weapons to the rebels, and they got weaker and weaker, and ISIS grew stronger.
Please pause that for a second, Mike.
By throwing all of these weapons into...
And 600,000 tons of weapons to the rebels. You heard that yourself. That's Senator Rand Paul. By the way, these were all congressional records. You can find them. So what is it that it said on treason again? Whoever owing allegiance to the United States levies war against them or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death or shall be imprisoned not less than 5 years and fined under the title but not less than $10,000 and shall be incapable of holding any office under the United States. And on that note, we'll be right back after a word from the broadcast sponsors.
You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're gonna redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit down, don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Mother of the moon, which built my sails, cross the sea to hear.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back.
RTR, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN Network. We were discussing the FBI and whom are they protecting. We are addressing this situation for many different reasons, but of course also because of the information about Tom Lackavera Stewart, host of this show, was arrested by the FBI when allegedly for a felon in possession of a weapon. And that happened December the 6th. So I have been addressing who is the FBI trying to make themselves appear to be heroes, and are they really heroes or are they scapegoats, and will they start taking a stand and actually be the heroes that they want people to see them to be? Earlier in the show, I read to you their mission, their vision, their priorities, and with that, I'm going to go back to, I had just read the code for treason. I'm trying to help the FBI out here a little bit, because many people that have been exposed in congressional testimonies have been in violation of many of these laws, and no one has gotten fired. They have either been retired and we the people still pay their paychecks, or they have been shuffled to a different office with a different job and no charges filed whatsoever against them. So I wanted to help them out tonight. I wanted to help them out and give them some codes for them to look up, to kind of push them in a right direction, to hold to their mission statement for we the people. Because they were not created to go after individuals. They were created to go after enterprises. And unlawfully created at that, which we will go into later into the show. But I would like to finish with Rand Paul. Rand Paul is addressing the White House and Congress over the Syrian rebels that we're arming, which is an act of treason. So if you could please finish letting Rand Paul speak for himself, please finish LV6.
Perhaps by throwing all of these weapons into the civil war, we actually degraded Assad's ability to counter them. One of the men with the most knowledge on the ground of this, who's been our ambassador to Iraq and Syria, says, we don't have a clue who the moderates are and who the jihadists are. And even if they tell you they are the moderates, oh, we love Thomas Jefferson. Give us a shoulder-fired missile. We love Thomas Jefferson. Can you trust these people? Listen carefully. Your representatives are sending $500 million to people who will tactically ally with Al-Qaeda. So we asked them, I asked Secretary Kerry, I said, where do you get the authority to wage this war? And he says, from 2001. Some of the people fighting weren't born in 2001. Many of the people who voted in 2001 are no longer living. We voted to go to war in Afghanistan, and I supported going into that war because we were attacked and we had to do something about it. But the thing is, that vote had nothing to do with this. Absolutely nothing to do with this. You are a dishonest person if you say otherwise. That sounds pretty mean-spirited. Hear it again. You are intellectually dishonest if you argue that something passed in 2001 to do with the people who attacked us on 9/11 has anything to do with sending arms into Syria. The moderate rebels are fighting with Al-Qaeda. We could use the 2001 use of authorization of force, as Secretary Kerry understands it. We could use that authorization of force to attack the same people we're giving the weapons to. Think about the insanity of this. There are valid reasons for war. They should be few and far between. They should be very importantly debated, not shuffled into a 2,000-page bill and shuffled under the rug. When we go to war, it's the most important vote that any senator will ever take. Many on the other side have been better on this issue. When there was a Republican in office, there were loud voices on the other side. I see an empty chamber. I'm not sending any American soldiers. I'm not sending your son, your daughter, or mine over to the middle of that chaos. The people who live there need to stand up and fight. Civilized Islam needs to say to radical Islam, this does not represent our religion. That the beheading of civilians, that rape and killing women does not represent Islam. The voices aren't loud enough.
Absolutely, the voices are not loud enough. It's treason. And what does Obama have to say about that? Let's replay that one more time.
Too slowly, but the fall of Ramadi has galvanized the Iraqi government. So with the additional steps I ordered last month, we're speeding up training of ISIL forces, including volunteers from Sunni tribes in Anbar province.
Yes, let's hear that one more time.
Too slowly, but the fall of Ramadi has galvanized the Iraqi government. So with the additional steps I ordered last month, we're speeding up training of ISIL forces, including volunteers from Sunni tribes in Anbar province.
The last time I checked, President Obama, whether you agree or not, owes allegiance to the United States as President of the United States of America. He is adhering to our enemy. He's giving them aid and comfort and weapons. Now, what does that code say? 18 U.S. Code 2381, and he is not the only one. There are members in Congress that are just as guilty. Where are you in that corruption, FBI? Why aren't you doing your job as per your mission statement to combat major white-collar crime and combat significant violent crime and protect the United States from terrorist attacks as they allow the open borders and then people who are, don't have permission to be here shuffled all across the United States of America and criminal aliens who have been convicted of murder and rape let out onto our streets and you want to target the American people for non-violent issues, which is not even a federal issue in the first place because you're following it under your Commerce Clause. That is amazing to me. On ABC, before they were antique MSM, they had an interview with a man named Michael Levine. Let's see what kind of corruption he exposes with the DEA. Please play LV7. Okay. LV7. Yes.
The book is called The Big White Lie. Its author says that for decades, the CIA has protected some of the world's biggest drug dealers, all supposedly in the interest of promoting democracy. Author Michael Levine was an undercover agent for the Drug Enforcement Agency for 25 years. You may also remember his 1990 best-selling book called The Drug War, The Deep Cover. Nice to have you back here. And if this is true, the premise is so disturbing. I want to make sure that I understand it correctly, that our government, the U.S. government, particularly the CIA and the Pentagon, have supported and protected international drug barons in the name of fighting communism.
Well, that's the pretext. Let me put it very succinctly. What I'm saying is that while working undercover between the years of 1978 and 1982, posing as a mafia drug baron, half Hispanic, half Italian, I witnessed firsthand the CIA commit high treason. I witnessed the sellout of the war on drugs. 1978, let me put it into historic context. 1978, the demand for cocaine and later crack was skyrocketing. The need for a supply, a steady supply, the South Americans could not keep up with that demand. And what they needed, in essence, was the General Motors of cocaine. Well, in Bolivia, then supplying up to 90% of the world's coca base, that General Motors of cocaine began to form. That General Motors of cocaine was comprised of escaped Nazi fugitives, Nazi war criminals like Klaus Barbie, Argentine mass murderers, gangsters from all over Europe, and drug dealers. I was assigned to create an undercover sting. I actually created a whole undercover mafia family, and we were assigned to stop that General Motors of cocaine from happening, and we were absolutely successful.
So then what happened?
Then what happened, enter the CIA, they destroy the case, they take those elements of the Bolivian government, the Lydia Gayler government that was helping, this was the last vestige in South America of anti-drug forces, they helped the drug dealers, they helped Klaus Barbie,
why?
They helped, well, the pretext was national security. If you read the Big White Lie, I think you'll agree with me that that's just a lie. That a lot of rogue CIA agents just made a fortune. There were a whole other, there's a whole array of other, it's an out of control agency. I think they're still out of control right now. There's no laws governing
them. You think the CIA is still out of control?
Oh, absolutely. If you read the newspaper events of what's going on in Haiti, it's a repeat of everything that happened. I think it's important to focus on a woman. Probably a woman who's unknown until this moment. She was the most powerful figure in the drug world in
this
South America.
Sonia
Atala. Okay. Throughout South America, she was known as the Queen of Cocaine. She was part of this Bolivian government. Now, mind you, this is a Bolivian government that vowed specifically to invade the United States with cocaine, and that was the words of the Prime Minister. The vanguard of that invasion was Sonia Atala. This is a woman who had a detachment of Nazi mercenaries assigned to her at her beck and call. She was a woman who, her house was a veritable torture chamber. That's where those members of the Bolivian government that helped us were tortured to death. She was a woman who was so elusive that of all the figures in the Argentine government, her name never appeared in the DEA computer. I targeted her. Now, when the CIA stepped in and destroyed this case, I began to complain within house. I began to complain to the Justice Department. When that didn't work, I complained within the Drug Enforcement Administration. When that didn't work, I went to the media. Suddenly, I was put under investigation by the Internal Security Forces of DEA. An attempt was made on my life that I describe in the book. Very clearly, I believe the CIA was behind that. I'm then force transferred back to the United States, where I'm placed under an intensive investigation. I mean, all I wanted to do was win the drug war. Now, an incredible thing happens. I'm suddenly approached by a DEA agent. He comes in and he sits down in my office and he says, "We want you to work in the most sensitive undercover case we have. It's called Operation Hun. We want you to work with a woman. She's a woman who sold drugs for the Bolivian government. She's probably the biggest informer we'll ever have. We want you to pose as her lover. We want you to pose as her business partner. The catch is that there's a Colombian killer who's after her. She owes them several $1 million, and they have people all over the world hunting her. The target of the operation is going to be the same Bolivian government that the CIA put into power." I'm astounded. I accept the assignment. And there began Operation Hun, which is half the story in the big white lie.
Yeah, and I should say, I mean, with all these allegations that you're making, are you concerned about your own personal safety now?
For years, I never thought I'd write this book. You're talking about an agency that's been governed by no laws, to an agency to whom murder means absolutely nothing.
Did the CIA know that you were in the process of writing this?
No, they didn't. What I do know is that I was put... Well, my son, New York Police Sergeant Keith Levine, was murdered by crack addicts. My baby brother David was a drug addict for 19 years. He committed suicide.
So you have a personal interest
at this point,
well.
At this point, I knew that before I died, I wanted history set straight. And this isn't an academic book. This is an undercover odyssey.
Any reaction,
this is the way
yeah.
I lived it. Well,
any
the book is first out now.
So no reaction yet from colleagues in the CIA?
Oh, first of all, let me say this. I'm not pointing a finger at the CIA in general, because I belong to an agency called the National Security Alumni, which is mostly CIA agents. CIA agents who abhor what these rogue agents have gotten away with under the pretext of national security.
Can we turn it around now?
Yeah, sure.
We can still turn it around.
Yeah, you've got to follow the leadership of people like Sheriff Jack DeMillo of Cape Cod, Massachusetts, who's instituted a fight back program focusing on the drug user.
Focusing on people here.
Yes.
Well, most.
And with that, I ask you, we have 18 U.S. Code 1519. Now, with everything that I've played so far in the clips, we have destruction and alteration or falsification of records in federal investigations. We have treason. We have conspiracy to commit offense or defraud the United States, 18 U.S. Code 371. We have perjury. Perjury, generally 18 U.S. Code 1621. Eric Holder, all sorts of people high up within the government, if you will, which the FBI is supposed to allegedly keep in check. They're supposed to hold people accountable that are committing these atrocious situations because they're supposed to defend the Constitution of the United States of America, allegedly. So let me give you this code, 18 U.S. Code 1621, perjury generally. How many times have they been busted in Congress and congressional record committing perjury? Having taken an oath before a competent tribunal, officer, or person, in any case in which a law of the United States authorizes an oath to be administered, that he will testify, declare, depose, or certify truly, or that any written testimony, declaration, disposition, or certificate by him subscribed is true, willfully to and contrary to such oath, states or subscribes any material matter which he does not believe to be true, or in any declaration, certificate, verification, or statement under penalty of perjury as permitted under Section 1746 and Title 28 United States Code, willfully subscribes as true any material matter which he does not believe to be true, is guilty of perjury, and shall, except as otherwise expressly provided by law, be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 5 years or both. This section is applicable whether the statement or subscription is made within or without the United States. How many have we dealt with for many years that we could hold to that? Where are our good FBI agents? Why aren't we seeing these individuals being held accountable? Why aren't we seeing the people who were behind Fast and Furious selling weapons to the Sinaloa drug cartel that caused hundreds of deaths? And I say hundreds of deaths because I'm talking about both sides of the border. Weapons linked to Fast and Furious have been linked to over 200 murders. Yet not one agent, not one person who was behind that scheme to set up your unalienable right to bear arms. You don't have a constitutional right. If someone tells you you don't have a constitutional right, they are correct. Do you know why? Because the Constitution gives you no rights. It affords you no rights. You were born with those rights from your first breath. You had them. Your Bill of Rights solidified it on paper, which you already had. That is a Bill of Limitations, and it limits what the federal government and the states are not allowed to touch. Because we, the people, created those entities that now come against us. They want to be seen as good men and women. They want us to respect what they do. Respect is earned. It is not freely given. And on that note, I'm going to let Jason Chaffetz say and solidify exactly what I just said. What is the role of this government? Who is the master of this corporation? I think he says it very well. Please play LV3.
Purity. Sunlight is said to be the best disinfectant. Without knowing what our government is doing, we can't ensure it is operating efficiently and effectively. It's also important to remember that the American people pay for the federal government. Federal government works for the American people. It's not the other way around. And so it is, you would think, logical to make sure that we are as open and transparent and accessible as possible. But this is always a running battle. And we always have to find the proper balance between safety and security and openness and transparency, but we can't give up all of our liberties in the name of security. And so,
and I think he said that well. On that note, I'm going to bring on our guest for this evening. We have Keith Jones. How are you doing tonight, Keith?
No, I'm doing fine.
Good. It is good to have you. And we also have Eric Hughes Jones from Courtroom Observers. How are you doing tonight, Eric?
I'm doing real well. Thanks for having me back on, Lori, during these trying times.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, a lot of people may not understand why I did the first half of the show in the manner that I did, but I think this really all goes together. And it goes together with whether it be the Bundy's case, whether it be Tom's case, whether it be Pete Santilli's case, all of these individual factions, because the FBI is being used as pretty much political puppets. And, you know, other than the unconstitutionality of it in the first place, okay, in general, there is a part that is, there's a large compartmentalization. We know this. We know they're fed a lot of stuff, but we also know that, you know, ignorance of the law is no excuse. We also know that we're tired of excuses coming from people who are supposed to be knowledgeable in these things. We're supposed to look up to these individuals, and yet these individuals, when we ask them or tell them certain things, just as Lori said last night, she was referring to the Social Security number last night, and they had no idea what she was talking about. Do you find that there is no excuse for that? And why in the world they are allowed to target individual Americans when in reality the federal government never has had a hand in even the FBI? Lawfully has never been able to have a hand in actually over individual people. It was over the construct of an agreement between the states and the federal, if you will. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, Lori, my take is when these agencies become so overbearingly large and bureaucratic and top-heavy with administrators, they have to really create things to perpetuate the reason for their existence. I know someone very well who you also know, who was a young man who was who was recruited by many different law enforcement and three-letter agencies, top of his class in marksmanship, top of his class in curriculum, top of his class in martial arts. And he was told, "Sir, we have no need for the use of your services." Now, he was the best, top-rated guy. And they said, "We can't use you because you place too much of a high value on life. We need people who are willing to get as many people killed as possible to justify the existence of the agency." He was told that, and then he was let go. The problem is the good apples are getting put out to pasture, and the bad apples are being retained by the agencies. And that's what our problem is right now. And they have to perpetuate their existence by not infiltrating, quote-unquote, terrorists or dangerous organizations, which are very few and far between. They actually have to create these organizations with the FBI agents at the top and then suck in as many useful idiots as they can who don't really know what they're getting involved with, whether it's, you know, and I won't even go through the names of the, but, you know what I'm talking about. It's basically creating, called the Hegelian dialectic, create the problem, offer the solution, and then ride in as the savior, because you've created the problem, you can manage the solution very well. It's called the Hegelian dialectic.
Yes. And with that, right before I pull Keith on here, one of the main reasons that I am discussing all of this is, as you know, Tom, we found out, is in the Federal Detention Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And what we're going to do is I'm going to let you know after the break. I'm going to give you some information. So I'm going to ask that individuals please get out pens and paper, because this is extremely important. Tom's rights are being violated, and I don't mean just because of the denial of bail. I mean he is not being given his medication, and I'm going to give you information on how you can help. And right after a word from the network sponsors, we'll be right back with you. Please hang in there with us.
Come to the face of the new democracy. Here in the land of the not so free.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.